This beautiful building is part of the Shitennoji Temple Complex in Osaka, Japan. In fact, it's one of the oldest temples in Japan. It was built by a Korean artisan because at the time, Japan was not yet building temples. And this Korean artisan went on to found a temple building company. Amazingly, his company, Kongogumi, was still around 1,480 years later. In fact, it became the oldest continuously operating company in the world. So how is Kongogumi doing today? Not too well, I'm afraid. It borrowed very heavily during the bubble period of the Japanese economy to invest in real estate. And when the bubble burst, it couldn't refinance its loans. The company failed, and it was taken over by a major construction company. Tragically, after 40 generations of very careful stewardship by the Kongo family, Kongogumi succumbed to a spectacular lapse in the ability to apply the principle of prudence. Speaking of company failures, we're all familiar with the failure of Kodak, the company that declared bankruptcy in January 2012. Much more interesting, however, is the question, why did Fujifilm, same product, same pressures from digital technology, same time, why was Fujifilm able to survive and flourish?